All right, rundown. It is Monday. It is July 11th.
Why not?
Am I right?
10th.
10th. The 10th. Brought to you by Lisa Mattress, Mattress, Mattresses. You get $100 off for those longtime stoolies. You know, it's in the past, in 75, if you waited, if you're like, it's going to go up, you're right. It took years to go up, but it's up. So don't miss this. It could go back down. Whatever can go up can go down. That's how the stock market and the mattress game work. So $100 off any premium mattress. Click on the link. Doesn't matter if you buy this thing today, tomorrow. You bank that $100 when you need a new mattress. I have Lisa mattresses all throughout my houses. They're great. I like sleeping on them. Do you?
I sleep on a Lisa King.
Lisa King, so there you go. Roan, welcome to the rundown. You were saying big moment for
you. This is a huge moment in
my career defining.
This is huge. I can't fuck this up. If I start throwing up, you know why. I'm just a little nervous.
Okay, so welcome. And we're going to start with Leah Dunham, your girl, KFC, back in the news. Your shoes are distracting me. I'm not going to let that happen. I don't know what those are. What are those? I'm officially distracted.
Adidas, EQT support, see? 9717, I think they're called.
Do you wear new sneakers every day?
Not every day, but pretty often.
Anyways. I thought Adidas was three stripes.
See those?
I actually don't. I like those. I'd like them more if they got rid of the pink.
I like them because of the pink.
I think the pink ruins them. And
they have them without pink, too.
They do.
Yeah, they have a bunch of colors.
Okay, well, the Shout pink stinks. Leah Dunham, in the news. This is Friday, but we didn't have it on the rundown yet. So if I'm understanding the story, she got a dog from a shelter and returned the dog 4 years later?
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
4 years, and this is after she wrote, like, when she first got the dog, she was like, this thing taught me how to love. She wrote, like, a huge piece on
Instagram
it.
Instagram pictures every
for
day.
For years on end, Lammy this, Lammy that.
That's the dog's name, Lammy.
Yeah, and then, poof, bails on him.
And the shelter smashed, right?
Destroyed her. They were like, this dog had, she said that the dog had, like, four previous owners that were all abusive, and they were like, we checked the records. No, this dog like had one owner that returned it because they were like, I just don't have time to have a dog. So there was no issues. They were like, if there's any issues with this dog,
it's 4 years.
So they said, if there's any issues with this dog, it's because of how you were the owner, which is so fucking true. It's like, sometimes, yeah, like I'm not the best dog owner ever. My dog probably has problems too, but I'm not gonna bail on it. So she needs to just own up and
admit
the
fact. Why aren't you a good dog owner?
I'm saying like I'm just not like the most proper by the book owner, you know what I'm saying?
No, what do you mean?
Like I let him fucking eat people food, I let him jump in the bed, like shit like that.
That's like indulgent.
Yeah.
You were hinting at like things that I was very, very like, what are we talking? This went down a dark path.
But this fucking
very quickly with Duncan, like.
No way. Duncan's my guy. I'm just
saying,
I don't
follow the book. You guys ever think about giving back your dogs?
I'm saying like there are times where Duncan drives me fucking crazy, but you don't bail on him.
I didn't even know it was an
option. Return your fucking dog.
No, me neither. 4 years later. I mean that one. And by the way,
and now she's got some fucking trainer coming out being like, this happens a lot. Dogs can that get abused don't show symptoms for a long time.
Till 4 years.
She's got some guy on the payroll. She just needs someone to come out and say, this is what happens.
It's how you get a name as a dog trainer. You get your name out there in the dog trainer world. You
Fuck
fucking
this
put
chick,
some
man.
Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Lena Dunham's the worst.
The worst.
But
and now the fact that you can add like dog abuser to the list, the worst. Fingered her sister, falsely accused a guy of rape, and now is a fucking dog abuser.
Does anyone like Lena Dunham? Does even like the feminists, like the fat, gross feminists, like?
Well,
like
I know when she campaigned so hard for Hillary that like even the Democrats were like, get this shit.
I saw tweets that were saying like one thing that conservatives and liberals can agree on.
They hate Leah Dunham.
Everybody fucking hates Leah
Dunham. But somehow, you know, like 5 million followers, she had this hit TV.
No. But like, she was hopping the streets for a while and then she started opening her mouth.
All the fucking time.
The other part about it, even if you had abusive owners, wouldn't that make it like even worse than, like the dogs don't, it's that old quote, it's like, I'm gonna butcher the quote, but it's like dogs the only animal that like, if you like take them from poverty, won't bite you. Like the difference between human and like dog. So if you treat the dog well for 4 years.
And that's the other thing, that she had all these pictures with like a cute dog like next to her face and they were like, that dog doesn't have aggressive problems. Like you just,
if a dog
you're too lazy,
abused,
you're too
it wouldn't be able to be near your face, it would bite your face. She's a liar, she's lying.
She's a fucking lying drama queen. Fucking, all she wants is attention. She's the worst.
So did she just didn't think the shelter would basically rat
her out. Yeah.
And by the way, a dog shelter who cares about dogs very much. If there was something with the dog, they'd never do that.
Right. This is a no-kill shelter. This is like a very good dog shelter. They said this is only a one owner, and the owner just didn't have time for her. That was the only issue.
And that's, exactly, that's exactly what's going on with Lena Dunham, too. She's an actress. She doesn't want to sit at home. She doesn't want to deal with the dog. It's like, you're just giving up on this guy. And of all people, wouldn't you just, like, pay somebody?
There has to be some sort of court of law that, like, you can't just do that and get away with it. Like, you have to be, like, severely punished, maimed,
hit with
something.
The golf cart.
Something violently like bad has to happen if you do that.
Imagine Lena Dunham getting hit by a golf cart.
That would be beautiful. Can we put a bounty out on her? Prez, can you put a bounty out on Lena Dunham? $1,000 if she gets hit by a golf cart.
That's unrealistic, though. See, I want to keep this realistic of something like that could actually happen to her. Like, she's not going to get it. That fat slob doesn't play golf.
That's why you just have to hit her on the street or something. Just catch her.
She should get bit.
You should stick your dog on
No one cares about that, but if your dog bites Lena Dunham, then you get $1,000 cash.
She put a picture of her bloody underwear panties online saying that her dog bit her in the ass. She put a picture of her underwear.
That's gross.
And then she complains.
Even if that happened, that's too much.
When people
too
like much. Us say, you're fucking disgusting. It's like, you put your bloody underwear on the internet. What did you think was going to happen? You put your fat body on the internet all the time. What do you think's going to happen? She has no understanding of how the world or the internet works. It's like, when you're fat and gross and you put a picture up, people are going to call you fat and gross. When you put your bloody underwear out there, people are going to say you're disgusting. When you talk about sushi culturally appropriating the fucking job, you're an idiot. She never shuts the fuck up, and she doesn't ever expect the backlash. It's crazy.
She said she got bit in the ass by the dog.
She said she got bit in the ass.
There's no chance. That's like cartoon shit. Right?
And she bled. It's like the fucking copper tongue. Fucking sunblock. Yeah.
Give me a break.
There's no chance that
a
happened.
Bag of milk. Pipe down.
Wimbledon, the only thing. We got All-Star Weekend. Sports are dead. Wimbledon. I don't give a fuck about Wimbledon. I see this guy, Hubs. You know Hubs. He's running around acting like this is fucking...
Big tennis guy.
Like Game 7 of the World Series, big NBA Finals, Super Bowl, roll into one. He's got his dumbass Federer hat, which I used to like. Hubs has almost ruined the Federer hat for me.
He wanted us to be quiet like they have to be quiet at Wimbledon.
He's wearing like, he looks like he thinks he could get called in to play at any moment.
No, you know, he'd be like a good like ball guy.
Ball boy.
Standing there all stone-like.
He's silently like infuriating me the way he's watching it. I guess there's like Federer's in a good match, it looked like, whatever. Wimbledon is very smart in that it like goes on when there's nothing else going on. So it's like, it's literally anywhere I was at, like a bar, anything, it's it.
It's also, I mean, it's like the Masters, right, of tennis? Like, this is the
But if there were other things going on, it's kind of like the hot dog eating contest. Right. It's like there's nothing
dead
else
season,
on.
Dead season, they'll put on some Wimbledon.
But having said that, I will kind of like some of the theatrics that go on. We have this smoke tennis player. I don't even know her name. Can somebody Google this? Her dad. Oh, Hubs, you're right there. I didn't even know you were right there, man.
He's talking shit on him.
Are you actually kidding? You didn't know I was right here?
Looking right at him. As
literally
you
wearing the hat.
No, I saw you earlier. You were like basically like crawling across
Federer's,
the bar.
Federer's playing. I'm going to watch him.
I get it.
Dominika Sibikova.
Wow. Smoking hot. Her dad is in the news because
he looks ridiculous.
He was coughing in the other lady's
That's genius.
Like,
that's a genius move.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all these soft sports like golf and tennis where you have to be totally quiet, that's the only reason it allows it, because in the quiet you start coughing, people are like, what is that? You should be able to make noise at tennis. You should be able to make noise at golf. But if you can't get mad at the fucking golf dad who's just coughing in the back. So ridiculously hot chick, by the way.
We're not talking about like a foghorn or some fucking a cough.
Cough's
if you consider yourself like a professional athlete or a competitor in any way, shape, or form, and you can't perform through a cough,
but sometimes a little subtle thing is worse than like a huge loud noise. Just like a little
I'd be lying if I said I ever played a game of like beer pong in Beirut where I don't do the cough at least like three times.
Oh hell yes!
Wait till like the pressure's on and then I'll unleash like. Bleh! Like real bad.
And like, just like wait, hold on a second. Yeah, you have to do something like that. Just wait, it's not your turn. Right. Oh, is it your? And just as soon as they're about to shoot it, that's the only way.
That's
how you win, bro.
Psychological more than anything.
But then the icing on the cake is the way he looks. He's just absolutely utterly absurd. I can't believe they didn't let him in the building at Wimbledon.
There's hot chicks like all over the place too in this Wimbledon.
You see her brother though?
Yeah, oh, he ripped to shreds.
He's ripped, and, but she's like, she's got to be fucking her brother, though.
Yeah, it was a very weird strange pose.
She was like
weird,
rubbing his abs almost.
Yeah, it was a weird pose.
Out on that.
Yeah, and Hubs, they fucking, you're our tennis guy. They just show the picture. Make sure we get the picture of these two. Give Hubs a microphone.
Hubs, I have the microphone.
They fucking,
what?
These two, they fucking.
100%.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. That's from our tennis
That's
guy.
Our tennis
That's
guy.
From our tennis guy, Hubs. Are you still an intern or an employee?
Employee.
You are?
Hey.
Hubs is an employee.
Hey.
What the fuck hired Hubs?
Nice.
When'd you get hired?
A while ago.
May.
Fucking Hubs.
About it.
So fucking you're Hubs.
In, you're in on this. Are you a content guy?
Yeah. Yankees.
So you're in on this.
He's he is in Yankee Donate. Form. Like he gets crazy about the Yankees. That's why I like it. He's like,
you're a Yankee guy.
The Yankees have won 26 fucking.
I know.
World
I actually
titles.
Know everything he is because he's by far also Hubs is our most. Like where the like Syracuse is playing head to toe orange. Federer's on Federer hat. Like he's
also
like,
just a quick little tidbit about him. He thought a rheumatologist was a doctor who designed rooms, which is maybe the stupidest thing.
To
ever
be heard. Fair, my mom is redoing my room and she's also seeing a rheumatologist. So I just put two and two together and thought,
like, oh,
why is a rheumatologist?
You may want to keep that.
That's pretty dumb, Hubs.
Like your mom is redoing.
I stand
your
by
room.
It.
I was like,
they should rename that.
That may be a full-time employee at Barstool, like, doesn't want to be like, my mummy is redoing my room.
They should rename that.
Maybe keep that to, like, your fucking self. And by the way, I thought I was responsible for hiring content guys. Apparently not. So congratulations.
So,
I have no idea Hubs was hired.
But explain the Nate thing. So Hubs gets a piece of Nate's
yeah,
action
Yeah, so
now.
Nate, we had a little dispute Barstool.
Right?
Nate is in the World Series of Poker, currently playing. And he said he's acting like he's doing off to a good start.
Won his first hand.
I got in an argument with Nate because it's an ad deal that Nate. So Nate didn't pay a cent to go to Vegas. He didn't pay a cent to enter the tournament. It's all through Barstool. And then he was selling shares in himself, being like, "If I'll give you like 10% for like $5,000," and trying to put the $5,000 into his pocket, which is a blatant.
He tried to
elite.
Sell me 5% for $1,500. I
yeah.
asked him, I was like, yo, let me
I
get
said,
some action.
I said, 10%, I'll give you $1,000. He's like, no, it's way more than that. It's like, dude, you're already
He's
doing something
a,
illegal.
He's charging a 300% markup on
yeah,
himself, which
on
is
himself.
Pretty cocky.
That's what he said, 300% markup on something he doesn't have the right to sell in the first place. So,
would you hit him with the fucking
hammer? I sent
hammer?
A company-wide email that all of Nate's winnings will be split evenly amongst content employees. So whatever Nate wins, I guess Hubs gets a share of that. Obviously, people are clapping. They like that over there. Gay Pat's clapping.
I mean,
he's not
an
employee, so I don't know what he's clapping about.
If he wins 8 mil, it comes out to like 200,
yep.
200 grand a person.
And obviously, I don't know if we saw, but Tex is mad. Did you see Tex is prototypical? The interns and the second floor and people who
up,
don't
Tex.
Even work are just as important as the guy who built this for 15 years. Not
Shut
true.
Up.
Not true, Tex.
Yeah, that's just false.
But they said that Nate has to get to, he has to like win all day Monday.
Oh, it's.
All, and then like on Thursday afternoon is the only chance he's even in the money. So he has to win for like three straight
but Nate's
days.
Nate's pretty good. He's like got a weird mind. So
he's a great
never
man.
Know. So go, Nate, go. Team, team, team. The loudest sex couple in New York has been outed. The most complaints. They had, I think, 311. 300?
No, that's the number.
That's the
you call.
311 is what you call for sex.
311's a real number?
Yeah,
it's like non-emergency complaints.
If your neighbor fucks too loud, you call 311.
Wait a minute. That's a blog from Barstool. Like,
yep. That's like maybe the first blog I ever read of yours. Old school.
What is the blog? Fill me
Forever.
In.
Forever. We
Fill
were trying in. To get a 311 number.
Just like a complaint line?
Yeah, basically.
Basically. For shit like this.
So I call
yeah,
in,
like
what's your problem? What do you got to bitch about?
Yeah, right. I didn't know it existed. Is
it
this
funny.
New?
This is back when you were funny. It listed out like, here's when you call 911, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Here's when you call 311.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it might be a New York City thing. Just like,
I don't have I've never seen or heard of it before.
Blog's still one of them funny. The chap's heart attack blog was like so funny, I almost died laughing at myself.
Well, it's had a heart attack yourself.
That was so fucking funny. I
so
almost gave myself
funny.
A heart attack laugh. If you don't think that was funny, then you don't fucking know funny.
But this is, I mean, first of all, the fact that this...
They're gross, by the way.
It's like a
50-year-old
woman.
That makes a difference.
And a 26-year-old dude. The guy's like half her age.
Nobody is that loud unless you're trying to be loud.
Correct.
She's a fraud.
You almost don't like when it's that loud. It's like,
no.
All right, enough,
yeah,
babe.
Right,
like,
right.
I need a little bit of, like, encouragement.
I know my dick.
It ain't that good. It ain't
yeah.
that good.
It's like Costanza. There's a Seinfeld episode when he thinks she's putting on. He's like, all right, yeah,
a little
right.
too much.
But
theatrics.
If they're hot, listening to your neighbors fuck is awesome. Primo. Anybody who calls.
Yeah, if they're hot, but if you 90, know they're ugly, it's just like.
She looks like a painted pumpkin.
Yeah.
This woman is revolting.
And it's like chicks who go on the like feminist walks, 99% of them are gross. If you're hearing complaints, all these complaints, it's not gonna be hot people.
No. I think if it's, and if you're, if someone is making that much noise, I think that's a red flag for you. Like she's lying to you. She's a liar. You're
totally.
Not good. There's
totally.
Nothing
Absolutely.
Good going on. She's,
totally.
She's a liar.
Side note, I meant to ask this also, Barstool Radio. We have Loud Sean on the mic. We were hearing a story, Nate, another quick Nate story, hired an Elvis impersonator.
For what?
To like do a Nate
at
night.
Night up
so
on
to just sing
song.
To him?
Yes.
Yeah. On the balcony in Vegas.
There's a quick clip of it where he's just doing his Elvis thing and Nate's in the background dancing all awkwardly. It's something.
And he didn't want to pay cash to this guy. He thought he was telling the Elvis impersonator, send me an invoice. Pretty sure that's not how the Elvis impersonators get paid.
This guy is living out the back of an El Camino.
Yeah, it's like it's
exactly.
literally like getting a hooker in Vegas. Be like, just send me an invoice. I'll take care of that later. So I talked to him. And he said, "Loud Sean." He said, "You are now the budget guy. You approve."
No, I heard that there was
right
a lot of like false.
He said he talked Loud Sean. $350 for half an hour.
That's insane.
But he said, "Loud Sean said you have all the pocketbook strings and."
No, that was like I don't know where that side of it was coming from. The Elvis impersonator thing. Let me just give you the backstory on that. Everything he said about me, like saying I control the budgets or whatever, 1000% not true.
Okay.
The thing with the Elvis impersonator was he told me that they were going out there. They had to do one video for the whole thing to go out there. They wanted to do four videos out there on Saturday. One of them, he said he was trying to hook up a Nate at Night. So he's trying to get like a real band to do it. No, couldn't get a real band. Once the real band fell through, I was under the impression that he was going to like an Elvis impersonator like that performed at like a casino or a lounge somewhere. So he's like, hey, if I can find an Elvis impersonator, we can go to him and shoot the video. Is it all right to pay him a little money? I was like, yeah, probably. And he's like, well, how much? I was like, I don't know, a couple $100. And
you thought it was gonna be like a company or something.
Yeah, I thought it was going to like a lounge of impersonators or like somewhere. Right. Like, I didn't know the impersonator was going to his hotel room. So I just told him like, you know, I did tell him get an invoice. I said, yeah, I mean, that sounds fine. Couple $100. I didn't think you'd mind. And I thought he was like going somewhere to shoot a video with an impersonator.
I don't really mind paying an Elvis impersonator. It's crazy to think.
So the whole invoice thing too, though, like I didn't think it was like,
you gotta read
a bachelorette party Elvis guy coming to the hotel room yeah. to sing to him on the balcony. I thought they were like going somewhere to do like legitimate stuff.
Right.
So like when he went on this like rant for a little bit, like I was like a little bit like, what the hell is going on?
Interesting.
Right. Under the
Who's paying I'd for also, the bottle service, though? Where's that coming from? People are holding up signs that say Nate in the club.
Couldn't have been them.
Club I would Nate like to take it. This time, though, to throw Nate under the bus a little bit.
Yes, please.
Come on. Right,
so,
let's go.
All day Saturday when this is going on, one of the videos that they wanted to do was like a cribs because their room was so, like, you know, yeah. they had a really nice penthouse. So I text Nate, just like I do most of the guys in the round shoots, like, how's it going? And he sends me long, long texts about how Smitty has ruined the video. He doesn't want the footage out. it's been the worst experience of his life. He doesn't want to work with Smitty ever again. Smitty is like, it's like, all I can show you the text. It's all just
God.
Like, Smitty has ruined this. This is the worst thing ever. He doesn't know what he's doing. So I waited. I was going to talk to you about this after. I watched it. The stuff's hilarious. Like, it's Smitty egging him. Like, he basically wanted to do this cribs video where he's like, totally got the freaks in full force. He's just like throwing money at things and just like speaking in a weird fake accent. And Smitty's like, what the hell are you doing? Like the whole time. And at one point in the video, he just like snaps and is like, I'm done with this video. We're not finishing it. It's not going on the site. I don't want to see it. It's horrible. And like, I guess there was another point where props to the cameraman. They're arguing on the balcony, but they're still mic'd up. So he just comes like full spider monkey. And then she's just like yelling and screaming at Smitty. And the camera guy's like next to the curtains just filming him. So I don't know.
Nate
was like begging me to bury this footage. But
it is so neat. You know. Nate does have this weird thing where like he thinks he's Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so he wants to plan everything. And the stuff that happens organically,
it's so much better.
Right, but he hates it.
And it was great.
So when do we see this?
I just finished it. If you want to watch it underneath, like it's
all
pretty
time great put teases.
It in, or put it
there's
like,
no
in,
way
the
this can live up to what you just said. I can't wait to see it.
We can watch it right after. It's pretty good.
All right, I'm very excited. And if it's good, can we put it in this?
Yeah, I mean it could be its own video. It could be in stool scenes. It could be this.
I'm very, very
put
excited.
It everywhere. Yes,
your call. I don't make the calls here.
Those two
very clear
on a balcony, not knowing they're being filmed, is incredible.
You ruined that entire thing. None of that's going on the website.
Okay.
Like, if you want to do the Cribs video from the beginning, like, go ahead and do it. But the fact that you just have to be a fucking dickhead the entire time and you can't, like, do anything out of your element or anything different, you're just, like, a fucking asshole the entire time, like, it's, like, impossible to work with you when you do that.
I want to see the text, too. Like, I'm done with Smith. Fucking, he's
you don't
just
know who's paying for the club. He's like club
it's
day guy now.
It's got to be the sponsor, right?
It's got to be the sponsor. Yeah. It's got to be. Nate, though. That is Nate. When Nate is, like, organic, he's just a fire factor.
This pump is unbelievable.
James Harden, this was, and I guess I don't get NBA shit. Like, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I know, Ron, you're a big NBA guy. But, all right, James Harden, I thought, was the most disgraced player in the playoffs this year. And it's been like 2 to 3 years in a row, I feel like he's disappeared in the playoffs. But this year, like that last game he put up was an MVP candidate when he like was just horrible. He wouldn't shoot, they got blown out by 100.
Yeah, he's a quitter.
And he gets rewarded with this contract. Is that just because there's not enough guys in the NBA? So they're just like, we'll be okay, regular. Like, how does he get rewarded with that contract? Was it $225 million?
Well, it's an extension. So the new extension is 170 over four. His total contract will be 228.
So how do you give him an extension? Like, what?
Because they were going to give him an extension anyway. They have the money, and it's like he will go to another team if they don't give him all that money.
But why do you want him?
The cap is everything. You have to, like, adjust because the cap is going through the roof. So when we see $42.5 million a year, it sounds preposterous, but that's just the way the NBA is trending now.
And also in the NBA, it's like so hard for your team to get good. Like, there's so many teams that are shitty and there's so few that are good. And he is on one of the teams that is good and he kind of makes them good. So they might as well just funnel all their resources through him. And if they like break it all down and take 10 years to rebuild like the Sixers are doing, like they're going to have wasted everything they did. So now they have to double, triple move.
But they're never going to, that guy's a loser. Yeah, he's never going to win.
That move is not going to work, but you have to do it in a weird way.
I'd rather do the Sixers. I'd rather be
exactly.
Back. It's like this guy is a loser. Like, that guy is a loser.
And now they're going to get Carmelo to supplement
another
him.
Another loser.
That is crazy.
The fact that they have Chris Paul, who can't win in the playoffs.
Chris Paul, he's like James Harden, and Carmelo.
Chris Paul is kind of a loser himself.
Yeah.
That's not a, it's
and
not a
going
good setup
from loser
right
to new winner, Sergio Wimbledon, last thing. Wearing, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone wear the green jacket in public.
I asked this. Apparently Bubba did it a couple years ago.
I hate him. Yeah. But wearing it to Wimbledon.
So what happened? Sergio, who won the green jacket in golf, wore it
in the
to
crowd,
win it like it was just a dinner jacket?
Right, yes.
That's insane. That's like wearing a WWE fucking title belt out like as your fuck to hold your pants up.
Yeah, right. Literally what it was. Without really acknowledging it either. Like he's just sitting there like, yeah, I'm wearing a green jacket.
Just like spilling on his jacket.
And I've said when we went to the Masters.
Mustard down the side.
I don't get impressed easily. When I went to the Masters and you saw a guy walking around in a green jacket at the Masters, you still like passed out. You're like, that fucking guy's dick is on the ground. His balls are dragging. I can't imagine just wearing it like to Wimbledon.
Is it kind of like your military coat though? It's like your big coat. It's like your coat that you have. Don't you have like
coat?
Don't you have like a military
long like
one? Yeah. No, Masters? No, it's a blazer.
But I'm saying, isn't it like it's a ceremonial coat?
Yeah, but not. I mean,
it's not like a trophy.
A million people have those coats.
I got
having
you.
That blazer or something else. Anything post show?
I mean, you got a hip put out on you. I don't know if you. I mean, I don't know if you care about that.
The rigs. Yeah. So again, Barcel Radio. Not to. What's happening?
Smitty's just announcing that he's in the tournament now too, which I guess they were trying to keep as a secret, but reveal.
Yeah, Smitty's also in the tournament.
So we also get his winnings.
So same thing.
Yeah.
Anything Smitty wins also goes to Barcel. So
should you let Smitty keep like a bigger percentage of his for not being sneaky like Nate was?
No, he couldn't even do it. Smitty, I don't think Smitty would do that, but same thing. So Smitty's in the World Series of Poker. All his winnings will also be divided equally amongst
just
content.
All content people.
Yep.
Just down to the percentage point equal across the board.
Equal. Listen to Barcel Ray. We have a golf cart controversy with the golf boys, and there is a $1,000 bounty right now, cash, for anybody who runs rigs over with a golf cart.
That's fair. That sounds
awesome.
Fair.
Rundown.
Sounds
awesome. Rundown.